Technology can make life easier for those of us living with sensory loss, but it can be difficult to know where to begin. Now, online today is RIB's digital skills training project designed to help people living with sight or hearing loss get online and make the most of technology. Now, since Online Today started in February 2015, RIB has worked with over 340 organisations to deliver training at venues across the country, and working with partners has been hugely beneficial to everyone involved. Joining me now to tell us more is Digital Skills Officer with the Online Today project, Andrew Coleman. And also joining us is Philip Longworth, who's Chief Executive Officer at Bradbury Fields, a sight loss charity in Liverpool, and a partner of the Online Today project. Hello to you both.
Hello.
Now, Andrew, first of all, tell us, what does a digital officer do?
So as a digital officer, my role is to organise and coordinate events across my area, which is the northwest of England. And my main role is to inspire and build confidence with blind and partially sighted people, to realise the benefits of using technology and what it can actually achieve, the independence it can deliver, and what the benefits are of actually being online. So it's really to be that starting point, really introducing people to this, you know, this wonderful world of possibility.
And yourself, you live with glaucoma, don't you? So you have an idea, yeah, what the challenges are like.
Oh, well, I do. And I say, you know, challenges, not so much a challenge anymore. It can be at the beginning, but with the right help and the right support, which is what we can provide via RNIB and also with our partners, we can really make it a lot easier for people to understand and get to grips with as well. So, I've got glaucoma. I was born with glaucoma. So I'm actually registered blind or severely sight impaired. And for me, technology, it does an awful lot for me. I've struggled to read all my life. I've never read a newspaper or a magazine or a book, and now I can, you know, with the use of a smartphone or a tablet. So there are some fantastic kind of ways that we can use technology that, you know, they're not obvious, but I like to point them out to people to say, well, if you use a phone, if you use a tablet, you can read your mail, you can keep in contact with friends and family, you can do things that you've not been able to do for a long time, you know. So for me, it's very easy to get that across to people, because I've lived through it myself and also benefit from using all this type of technology.
And Philip, Bradbury Fields is a partner, as we mentioned. What is your connection with the Online Today project?
Well, I met with Andrew when the scheme kicked off. And our role effectively was to, I think, put a gateway in to introduce the concept of Online Today to many people who are registered as blind or partially sighted, both in Liverpool and Knowsley, because we run the rehab services in both areas, and therefore try and encourage people who might ordinarily have thought, oh, I'm not getting involved in that, or, you know, I'll never be able to cope, just to come along and have a go at the session. So we would sort of take the original bookings, encourage people to come. Andrew would come on site then and run two sessions in a day, a couple of hours each, and give people support at very, very different levels. Some of these people had had a go before at certain bits and just got stuck on something and couldn't find a way of resolving a problem. Other people were absolutely brand new to the concept, but all of them came out of the session enthused. And I think Andrew's description earlier on about he sees his role as to inspire people, then he clearly does that and has done that with the groups that we've worked with. And I think some of that inspiration comes from just the practical resolution of what you're trying to do, in so much that, yeah, Andrew's own sight problem, you know, he does it. Nobody can argue with him. I've got a sight problem too. But you just get inspired by the fact that suddenly he says, you know, you can do this with this device. So the whole program, I think, was effective because you'd got the resource that had gone into national organizations. We became the gateway locally. And therefore, the only thing that matters to whether you're a national organisation or a local organisation is that blind and partially sighted people can access that support, and it adds quality to their life.
So you've actually seen lives change as a result of this then?
All the time, all the time. You know, people will come out, they may have had an iPhone for a long time. They may not have known about some of the apps that you can get on it. And Andrew will sort of demonstrate, oh, you can have this app. There's one. Is it Be My Eyes, Andrew, that you've told us
that's
about?
That's the one, yeah.
You know, and that means there's sighted support available to people if they can't see things. And using this app, you can access that support, and that person will tell you what your phone is then looking at through the camera. And that is amazing for people. It's liberating. It adds to independence. But without Andrew, we wouldn't have seen it come to life. And I think the other big thing for us as well, obviously the big focus of the whole program was about blind and partially sighted people. But on one of the days when Andrew was in, I said, will you do a session for my staff? We know how important digital sort of access is generally. And we know the rhetoric. We can say very easily, oh, yes, you can have an iPhone or you can have an iPad or an Android, whatever it might be. But actually, when Andrew did the presentation to my staff, I could physically see the penny drop as if, oh, that's what it does. That's how much it can help in your lives. And that, for me, is absolutely critical, because for some people who, you know, suddenly find they've got a sight problem, they get referred through our rehabilitation service. This sort of support is becoming increasingly necessary and important, and it's a life changer. It really is.
So, Andrew, how easy is it to get involved then with Online Today? If you know, somebody's sitting at home just now thinking, I would like to dip my toe in, because this could be a springboard to many other things, couldn't it?
Yeah, definitely. It's really easy to get involved, and there are a couple of different ways. Probably the easiest way is to give the RNIB helpline a call to inquire, and you can call the RNIB helpline on 0303 123 9999, and you can speak to one of our colleagues on the helpline and just say that, you know, you're interested in receiving some support from Online Today, visit a local workshop in your area, and we can actually link you up with that and get you invited along to one of those sessions. And you know, at the same point as well, we have a voluntary service as well called the Technology Support Squad, where you can receive some help at home as well. And that service can also be accessed by the RNIB helpline. So it's worth giving that a call. But also, you know, if you are online already, or you've got a family friend or someone you know that's online, you know, you go on Google and you type in RNIB space Online Today, you will find our website as well, where you'll find some resources, along with kind of a self-referral process as well, where you can inquire about the sessions taking place, or even look up local sessions that might be taking place in your area.
It's really heartwarming to see a project like this and to hear from you, Andrew. You're so involved with it and the difference it's made. Andrew Coleman, Digital Skills Officer from RNIB Online Today, and Philip Longworth, Chief Executive Officer of Bradbury Fuels. Thank you so much for joining us.
Not a problem. Not a problem at all.